Blog Talk Radio. wait on you, Lord. We wait on you.
Of your grace, you have reached. Hello, hello, and welcome to tonight's show. I am your host tonight. I'm Tanisha. My other half is Terrence, but he is unavailable tonight, so I'll be doing the show, but thank you very much for tuning in. Today is December 1st, 2021, and it is 7:13 p.m. Central Standard Time. Very excited to be here. Glad that you are tuning in. Give me one moment here to get myself situated. I want to make sure that I don't have any distractions. All right. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I know that we did. My mother-in-law's been in town for the last couple weeks, and it has just been an amazing time with her. Just learning, being loved on, loving on her. Just an amazing, amazing time. What a godly woman. It really makes a difference when a person is raised by a godly person and a person who has a heart for the Lord and as a servant of the Lord. It's no surprise that Terrence is the man that he is because he has such an amazing mother. I love her dearly. And I hope you all have had a great Thanksgiving. Now we are approaching the Christmas season, which is my absolute favorite season. Of course, because of the reason that we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior. Without him, we wouldn't be here. Without him, we wouldn't have a hope of eternity. Without him, we wouldn't have life and life more abundantly. And so I really love the Christmas season. It is my absolute favorite season. Tonight, I want to talk about vindication because the Lord, he usually gives me at the end of the year, like a theme almost for the approaching year. So for this year, he gave me, let me read it verbatim. Holy Spirit, outpour of love and miracles. That was what he gave me in 2020, December of 2020, for 2021. And I can say I've been a witness to that. Terrence and I have been a witness to that. And I'm believing that we're going to see an increase now that the year is wrapping up. But he's given me a glimpse of what we are to expect for 2022. Now we're going to see a continuation of the outpour of love, Holy Spirit outpour of love in miracles. But something that the Lord has been talking to me about is that we're going to see divine vindication. And somebody might say, well, what does that really mean? What does it mean to be vindicated? Let's look up the word vindicate. So I'm going to go to Merriam-Webster. It's my favorite, as everybody knows. To show that someone should not be blamed for a crime, mistake, etc. To show that someone is not guilty. Right? Okay, so another one is to show that someone or something that has been criticized or doubted is correct, true, or reasonable. To free from allegation or blame. To protect from attack or encroachment, to defend. And a lot of you have been dealing with some things, myself included, where they've lied on you, right? Maybe you've been falsely accused of something. Maybe your name has been dragged through the mud. Maybe you're facing some legal things and people have really painted a picture. They've taken some truth and added a lot of lies, like a truth rap lie. There's all sorts of things that can cause us to need vindication. And how do we deal with that? You know, how do we deal with when we are lied on, when our name is dragged through the mud, when somebody takes a little bit of truth and a whole lot of lies and attaches it to you? It's not something easy to deal with. It doesn't just typically roll off your back, but it can be dealt with. I know in my case, what the Lord told me to do was to wait. It's easy to defend yourself. It really is. But, and of course, God will deal with each of us individually. But I know in my case, the Lord told me to do nothing but to wait on him and that he would vindicate me. And that's hard when things are being said about you that have absolutely no truth to them. I'm talking none, no truth to be found. And people are believing it. And of course you want to tell people and defend yourself and say, hey, I know what you heard, but that's not true. But the Lord said not to say anything in my case and in Terrence's case. It did allow us to see people that were in our circle, to see, you know, people, of course, can be deceived. That's just the nature of life. Everybody and anybody can be deceived. Nobody is prone to that. But it did show us people who were not seeking God, people who were easily misled, people who we didn't have any business really associating with, that we still love to this day because we love people, right? That's something that we owe people. The Word of God says, owe no man nothing but love. So we owe people love. It doesn't mean I don't love you because of what you do for me or if you defend me or if you like me or if you treat me well. I love you because the Word of God says I owe you that. So that's not conditional. That's something that I'm commanded to do. But it did allow us to clear up our circle. And something that I noticed personally when we cleared our circle was that things started to flow. Things started to move. And I asked God, of course, about that. I'm like, it's weird how, you know, I'm like, well, it's funny. You know, we always use these terms, weird, funny. It's not weird or funny. It's just the way things are. But I'm like, it's funny, Lord, how once I started, you know, cleaning up my circle, that things started to like move, things started to shake, things started to happen, things started to roll. And it's not a coincidence. You know, sometimes you have people in your circle that are speaking against the very thing that God is trying to do in your life because they're doubtful. Or maybe they have heard something about you and they're repeating that. Excuse me, they're using their words. So when you're telling them things that are fresh and new, revelation to you, they're using their words to attack it, and they're not even realizing that because people perish for the lack of knowledge. But the Lord said that the one of the promises that the Lord gave me was he's like, I will vindicate you, I'll vindicate your name. And the same with Terrence, I'll vindicate you and vindicate your name. And so maybe you're in that position where your name has been, had some lies attached to it, or you've had somebody just really done you wrong or ripped you off or taken something from you that you are legally entitled to, whatever the case may be. 2022, we're going to see divine vindication. Your name's going to be cleared up. The blame is going to be taken off of you. You're going to get back what was taken from you. And then some. We're going to see that in 2022. And so tonight, if you're dealing with a situation that requires vindication, I would like to speak a release over you from bitterness and anger, because it's easy to get angry. It's easy. It's natural. It's right. It's like first reaction to get angry when somebody has lied on you, or when somebody has taken something from you. It's easy. It's easy to. But tonight I'm asking you to allow God to search your heart. This is something that I have to ask God all the time when we were really in the thick of it. To say, search my heart, O Lord. Search my heart, O Lord. And if there be anything in it that's displeasing to you, help me to release it. Reveal it to me. And sincerely praying that, because sometimes you'll get comfortable with your bitterness and your anger because it's fueling you. You feel like you're entitled to it, right? I have the right to be angry or dislike that person or even hate that person because they're lying on me and they're making me miserable. They took something from me, or if it wasn't for them, I would have this money or this inheritance or this land or this property or whatever you feel they're taking, your children, whatever. So you start to become friends with your anger and your bitterness because it makes you feel justified in how you feel. But tonight I ask you to release that. You have no reason to feel that way when you look at the Word of God. In the natural, yes, you have the right to, right? People tell you have the right to this, you have the right to that, you have the right to this. But what does the Word of God say? What does God, how does God direct us to act in situations like that? We count it all joy, right? You do good to your enemies. So you don't take it out on them. You don't, you know, act a fool. You don't go to bed even angry. You don't let the sun set on your anger, right? The Word of God directs us how to act in every situation. There's no, it might not spell out, well, if your best friend decided to sleep with your husband and have a kid by him or something, it's not going to spell it out like that. But there's certain things that are commonalities, like being angry or somebody becoming your enemy or somebody taking something. There's things that are common that the Word of God gives us instruction on how to respond to it so that we're not angry and bitter, because it does things to us. To be angry and bitter, it physically does things to your body. Physically. It rots your bones, it says. Some of you might have arthritis and you think, oh, it's just because my grandfather had arthritis. No, it's because you're bitter. If you would just release that bitterness, guess what? That arthritis would leave right along with it. Or, oh, my back just be aching me because, you know, I'm just getting older. No, you're just because you're angry all the time. Some things, yeah, are a result of age. But the Word of God is true. Bitterness is a rot to your bones. It will rot you. It will rot you. It will change you. It will cause you to look at life with lenses on. You can't see the fullness of it because everything is now under the lens of your bitterness or the lens of your anger or the lens of your unforgiveness. But tonight I ask you to release it, because divine vindication is coming. It's coming. Let's read some things about vindication. Let me check on something real quick. All right. First, let's read, let's go here. I highlighted something before I came on. Let's go Psalms 7:6. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift up yourself against the rage of my enemies. Rise up for me. You have commanded judgment and vindication. You've commanded judgment and vindication. The Lord will judge. The Lord is our divine judge. He judges everything. My mother-in-law and I were talking earlier today, and I was telling her, I think one of the biggest lies that humanity believes is, I got away with it. People really think that they get away with things. There's no such thing as getting away with it. Let me give you a scripture about that that's going to prove that you don't get away with Jack. Give me 1 minute here. As you guys know, I just do this however God directs. Go here to Galatians. Some of you probably already know where I'm heading here. let me find it. Here we go. Let's go Galatians 6. Here we go. Galatians 6:7. I'm proving that there's no such thing as getting away with it, right? Listen to what it said. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. He would not allow himself to be ridiculed, nor treated with contempt, nor allow his precepts to be scornfully set aside. For whatever a man sows, this and this only, is what he will reap. Listen, hear that scripture. Hear how the Amplified breaks it down. I'm going to read that again. I need you to feel this in your spirit. I need you to let this become part of you. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. He will not allow himself to be ridiculed, nor treated with contempt, nor allow his precepts to be scornfully set aside. For whatever a man sows, this and this only, is what he will reap. Let's go further. Let's go to scripture, verse 8. For the one who sows to his flesh his sinful capacity, his worldliness, his disgraceful impulses will reap from the flesh ruin and destruction. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Now, listen to verse 9. This is what I'm telling you tonight. Let us not grow weary or become discouraged in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap if we do not give in. Let's go to 10. So then, while we as individual believers have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, not only being helpful, but also doing that which promotes their spiritual well-being and especially be a blessing to those of the household of faith, born-again believers. Now, it says especially be a blessing to born-again believers, which means that this scripture applies to those who are not even born again. Come on, somebody. Because if you really break this down, it's talking about don't be deceived that you go, people going to reap what they sow. God is not mocked. God has precepts. God has ways. God has a way to do things. You don't just get to do what you do. And you think God is not going to judge that and that you're not going to reap what you sow. And then it goes on to say, that if you reaping in the, if you sowing in the flesh, you're going to reap in the flesh. And if you sowing in the spirit, you're going to reap in the spirit. And then it goes on to say, don't be weary in well-doing. Because sometimes it feels, you get tired. Person is just doing you all the way dirt. And here you are, you're really trying to do the right thing. And it feels like it's not working. It seems like they're getting away with it because they done took something from you or people believe that lie. So you start to grow weary and discouraged. But scripture says, let us not grow weary or become discouraged in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap if we do not give in. Don't give in. Don't say, well, if you can't beat them, join them. Don't. That's the world's mentality, and that's a lie from the pits of hell. Taking that mentality will Pied Piper you to the gates of destruction. So again, verse 10. So then while we as individual believers have the opportunity, let us do good to all people. Not only being helpful, but also doing that which promotes our spiritual well-being and especially be a blessing to those of the household of faith, born-again believers. Telling you what to do. This is the instructions. Say, well, I don't know what to do. This person is just lying on. This person stole some. This person dragged me into court and took my inheritance. This person snatched my kids and lied. And this person took that promotion. This person sabotaged me at work. This is a bad neighbor. What do we do? You do the right thing. You pray for them, right? How do we become helpful and do things that promote a person's spiritual well-being? You pray for them. You speak good over them. Nobody's telling you have to, send them a bouquet of roses every Tuesday and Tiff's Treats cookies. Come on, my fellow Texans. Y'all know what that is. Nobody's telling you to do that. But you do what you know to do and you keep doing the right things. You keep doing the right thing. Sometimes you do have to take legal action. There's nothing wrong with taking legal action. Don't think that that's not the right thing because that's sometimes what you have to do. But trust and believe, and don't be deceived. God is not mocked. People can't just toss his precepts, right? You can't, they said his precepts to be scornful. You can't just toss them, scornfully set them aside. You can't just treat God with contempt and think that you're going to get away with it. And people do that all the time, and they believe that. But the word of God says, whatever a man sows, this and this only is what he will reap. It's almost like we're a bunch of farmers, and our bodies are the land, right? Because we're made from the dirt. That's what the word of God says, and I believe it. Just like in the natural, whatever a farmer gets, whatever his harvest is what he sowed. He's not looking for pumpkins when he planted apple seeds. He's not going to look for grapes in his strawberry patch because that's not what he planted. He's going to get only what he planted. That's it. And we are no different. Our dirt, our land, our flesh, our bodies are no different. You're going to get what you planted, and that alone, period. So don't be discouraged in doing the right things, because you're going to reap those right things. Those are seeds. And don't think that that person got away with lying on you or snatching your inheritance or snatching your kids or lying to the boss and you didn't get that promotion or stealing that money from you, scamming you. You done sent them some money through PayPal and they done not sent you the good, whatever happened to you. They're going to reap what they sow. And guess what? God vindicates you. God will vindicate you. He will vindicate you. And we're going to see a lot of that in 2022. Divine vindication. And when we allow ourselves to love people, sometimes it's not easy to love people. Sometimes it is. You're not sitting there waiting for their downfall. You just see it. And when you truly love people, though you might understand why they, you know, what's happening to them, because they put it out there, they sowed their seeds, right? They made their bed. That's what the world says. You make your bed, you lie in it. But when you have a love for people, you still feel some sort of way, because you know it didn't have to be like that. It's getting to the point in my life where when I see people just doing wrong, whether it be towards me or other people, I just shake my head because I already know how that's going to play out. And I be like, Jesus didn't die on the cross for that. It didn't have to be like that. It don't have to be like that. It's sad. I know I've seen people in my, just even recently. Let me give you an example. Knew a lady, very smart lady. Very smart lady. Just was on top as far as her career. And then decided letting greed rule her life. And then started doing the company that was really doing right by her, started doing them dirt, treating them bad, treating their clients bad. Even though she was on top financially, and even the way they treated her very good. She ended up leaving the company abruptly when they didn't give in to some of her ridiculous demands and went off somewhere else and was getting the same type of pay and treatment and all that kind of stuff. Ended up getting fired from that job, went to another place, got fired from that one, and just really started to see this person take a downward spiral in the area of their career. But I also saw the same person on top doing well, but let greed come in and start sowing very bad seeds, very disappointing seeds, and watch this person in that area spiral down. It took years. It wasn't like 1 month sowed bad seed and then the next month. No, this took years, but I saw it. I witnessed it. I saw it with my own eyeballs. And I just really felt sorry for her. And I still pray that she does well in life and that she will repent and turn it around. Because as long as there's breath in your body, you can repent and turn it around. But I watched it. And at one point, I even watched and knew of her lying on people to get up, to get to the top. And one girl that she did it to was very bitter, extremely bitter, honestly, about it, about being lied on. And, you know, it's just sad to see how a person just became so bitter, but how that whole thing played out. Because the person that was bitter ended up getting something better and doing better as far as like what this lady had lied on her and stuff, and what she lost as a result of the lies. She ended up getting better in that. God ended up giving her something better. But she still was very bitter. She still was very bitter. And I just really would pray, like, Lord, release that bitterness, because she don't even see that she's doing better now. That even though, yeah, she got lied on, and yeah, she, you know, it looked like she lost some things, she ended up in a better position. And what she lost, come to find out, wasn't all that. And so it was sad. I really was. It's sad because you can watch things. You sit back and you watch people's lives and you're like, man, this person's sitting there bitter all this time and allowing that bitterness to spill into their personal life and all that. And they're doing better. And they didn't, what they lost wasn't a loss in the first place. It was like, that person did you a solid. And then the person who was doing you dirt and all that ended up, that came right back on them. So you wasted all this time being bitter, angry. You ended up in a better position. And what that person did, guess what? It came back on them. And if you would have allowed yourself to release that bitterness and just be happy and just love them even in their misery, instead of being excited when their downfall came, you would have just really felt bad for them. Like, man, it didn't have to be like that. We waste so much time being bitter. When people will reap what they sow, and God will vindicate you, because it came out that, you know, what was the lies that was said on that lady wasn't true. It came out. It took years. It came out. And so tonight I ask you to take it to the cross, leave it at the feet of Jesus. The lies, the feeling like something was taken from you, leave it and go in peace and live your life in peace. Don't allow yourself another second of being angry and bitter, because people reap what they sow. They really will. And God will vindicate you. He will. And we're going to see that. So release that tonight. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, and we're thankful. We love you, Father God. We honor you. We praise you. And tonight I just ask, Father God, that you help us to release any bitterness or anger or feelings of defeat or discouragement as a result of people doing wrong to us, or as a result of people taking things or lying on our names or dragging us to court on frivolous things, gossiping about us, whatever it may be. Lord, help us to release that. Help us to love people despite people. To love people despite people, and help us to be able to walk your word. And Father God, I thank you. I thank you that you're going to vindicate your people. You are a just God, that sometimes life is truly not fair. That's just a fact. But you are just, and you will administer your justice on behalf of your people, and you'll vindicate them. And we just thank you for that. Let that all be done in Jesus' name. Amen. One moment, guys. My kids always seem to forget that I'm doing the show. on Wednesday. But it was a good thing that I went out there because I go out to see what's going on, and my daughter left the gas on the stove. It smelled like gas in there. So, Lord, clear that gas out in Jesus' name. So what I'm going to do tonight, I'm going to just pray over area codes and prefixes because there's a lot of you that have your hand up, and I want to get to everybody. And I just pray that you heed my request, because no bad will come from it, to release it. Give it to God. Leave it at the feet of the cross. Leave it at the feet of Jesus, please. I'm telling you, when we last spoke, because I know the last show, the last Sunday show that we did, Terrence did it by himself. And so when we last spoke, it was a Wednesday, and we talked about owning who you are, right? And I told you all that I've owned that God has given me a healing gift, because I gave you the story about when I owned being a prophet and having a prophetic gift, God started to really operate fully in me once I believed it. Hear me, that belief, that faith, having faith for who I am changed my life. And I made a decision to have faith for who I am as having a healing gift. And I'm going to tell you something. On Saturday, Terrence is from Tennessee, and he had some family that came into town where we're at in Texas to visit some other family members. They live kind of far from us. A cousin of his that I had never met before. I've heard of him and everything, and we've been wanting to get together and wanting to meet, but, you know, COVID happened and all that stuff, so I never had an opportunity to meet him in person. And his father was a preacher, and he preaches, a wonderful man of God, but he wasn't able to come by on Thanksgiving, but he came by Saturday. He made it his mission to come by and stop by and visit and say hi before going back to Tennessee, because they were going back on Sunday. And so it's him and Terrence are hanging out and all that kind of stuff, and finally got to meet him, and just an amazing man. You know, you could just feel things when people just have such a sweet spirit, such a sweet man of God. And before he left, he was like, I really need to pray for you before he left. So he prayed for us collectively as a family, prayed for our home. He confirmed things that God has told us, Terrence and I, in secret. He confirmed a lot of things that Randy has told us. that God has used Randy to tell us. And he confirmed, when he started praying for me individually, he confirmed my healing ministry. He confirmed it. And Terrence and him don't, you know, they don't talk every day often. It's like, you know, you have cousins, you love them, but you don't really talk to them day to day or even month to month. It's just, you know, every now and again. So they don't really know what's going on with you. And this is one of those situations. He wouldn't have no clue about me proclaiming about the healing and all that kind of stuff. I don't even know if he knows that we do a show. I don't think he does. But even if he did, let's say he listened in and just confirmed that. Some of the things that he confirmed are things that Terrence and I have told nobody, not a single living soul. He confirmed something that God told me that same morning that I hadn't even told Terrence yet. It was absolutely amazing. It was mind-blowing. It was such a needed on time divine appointment. But I really needed to hear that confirmation even about the healing ministry, because I believe it. I just believe it. I know that I'm going to fully operate in that, and I'm very excited about that. But he confirmed it. He even confirmed how I was feeling about it and some things that was going on, but it was just amazing. Amazing. When you own something, when you have faith for it, when you really believe it, things change, things happen. And I want you to believe God is going to vindicate you. I want you to believe that, because when you believe it, you're going to change. That ice patch that's in your heart, it's going to melt. That bitterness, it's going to go away. That anger is going to disappear. Your life is going to change. Life is different when you're not bitter. Life is different when you're not angry. Life is different when you don't have a chip on your shoulder. Life is different when you don't feel like you're cursed or bad things always happen to you. It's different. And if you would believe tonight that God will vindicate you, those feelings will go away. They will. You and if you would make an effort to love people even the ones that you don't like, even the ones that hate you. And that's hard to believe because you're all wonderful people, that somebody would hate you. But there's people that probably hate you. And a lot of times it's not even personal. They hate you just because you exist. They don't even know why they hate you. But it's because of the spirit that they possess is demonic. And it's filling their head with things. And they don't even try to make sense of it. They just know they don't like you. Have you ever had that people say, I don't like you, I don't know why? It's crazy. There's a why. There's always a why. They just don't explore it. And they don't have any wisdom. So they don't know, but you do. But if you would believe that, God's going to vindicate you. And he's going to restore you. Because he's just. Even the man-made justice system is designed to make you whole. If you did something wrong to me and it cost me something or you damaged something, and I take you to civil court. Civil court is designed to make you whole, right? To restore. So if I'm out money, it gives you back the money. That makes you whole, right? Squares you away. If you damage my fence, it's going to make you pay for the repair to make me whole. If the man-made justice system does that, how much more will our Heavenly Father restore us? And he's such a good God. He doesn't just restore us. He gives us more than what was taken. Look at Job. He didn't just get back what he lost. Got back what he lost and then some. God will restore you. So tonight, release that bitterness, that anger, release that unforgiveness, and love people, despite people. The ones that don't like you, the ones that hate you, love them anyway. And ask God to teach you how to love people. One of the best things you could do is you could pray for them. You could war on their behalf. They're lost. They know not what they do. They don't know what they're doing. Because when you see the vindication, some of you are going to be like, oh my gosh. You'll pity them. Because you'll say it didn't have to be like that. If they knew what they were setting themselves up, if they knew that those gallows that they were building where it's going to cause them to be the ones hung on it, they wouldn't have built them. A lot of people, that's what they're doing in life. They're digging ditches for you that they're going to fall in. They're sharpening swords and chasing you that they're going to fall on. And they don't even know it. And it's sad. But we're going to see that in 2022. We're going to see more Holy Spirit outpour of love and miracles, and we're going to see divine vindication. We are going to see it. I believe that, and I know it to be true. And I'm believing for the end of this year, because we're wrapping up this year. This is the last month of 2021. Can you believe it? This is the last month of 2021, and I'm believing that we are going to really see a lot of God is really going to show up and show out. Show up and show out for the Holy Spirit outpour of love and miracles. So believe for your miracle, believe for to feel an overwhelming outpour of the love of God in your life, where you know that things that happen, you're going to say, that's because my daddy God loves me. This happens because God loves me. So just receive that tonight. So I'm going to pray over area codes and prefixes. I'm not going to unmute you. I'm just going to pray over you. And I'm believing God's going to give you what you need. And first, I'm going to pray over Mama Ruth because she texted me and asked for prayer. Hold on, give me a minute. Pray for and with me and Ayana in regards to the manifestation of God's promises at this season. And she's going to listen in to the podcast later. Yes, Mama Ruth. Absolutely, it's my pleasure to pray with and for you and Ayana. Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for Mama Ruth. I just thank you that she is like a pillar, a strength. I thank you for her being a pillar in her community. thank you for her being a pillar within the body of Christ. And Father God, I just thank you that this message is even for her, that the reaping and the sowing, that she's going to receive a harvest that is going to overwhelm her for all the good seeds that she's sown, for all the love that she shows people, all the direction and guidance that she gives, and she's going to receive direction, she's going to receive guidance, and she's going to receive back everything that she's sown into people. And if anybody has tried to come against her or done any wrong in regards to her, that you're going to vindicate her. And we're not looking, Lord, we're not looking to watch anvils fall on people's head. That's not what this message is about. It's about letting it go because you'll deal with it. So we don't have to worry about them. We just pray for them and love them from a distance and pray for turnaround in their life. But we know that you're going to deal with it. So we don't have to worry about it because you're going to deal with it. And we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. For Ayanna, Father God, just thank you for the accelerated growth, almost like a spiritual puberty, right? Because when we go through puberty, it's like a transition from child into going into adulthood. That's what puberty does. We start to look more like an adult and have adult features and things. It's a preparation for adulthood. And that's what I'm seeing for Ayanna, like going through a spiritual puberty that God is preparing her for to you know, the word says, when I was a child, I walked like a child, I talked like a child, but then I became a man and put childish ways behind me. Like, childish ways are going to be put behind her because she's going to have a maturity now in her faith where some areas of her faith is childish, childlike. But she's going to grow. So now she's not going to need that milk. Now she's going to be ready to take on the meat. So we thank you for that accelerated growth, Father God, that spiritual maturity. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to give me a minute here. I just want to make sure I get everybody who's got their hand up. So I kind of keep a little record here. So bear with me for a minute. That way I don't miss anybody. All right. So first caller here is 315-254. Heavenly Father, we thank you for 315-254. We thank you for the humility, for being humble, because what you desire to do in their life. I see God desiring to want to shower you with wealth, and not just any wealth. I literally saw like gold coins falling from the sky. So definitely financial wealth, but wisdom as well. It's not just. We hear the word wealth and we always automatically go to money and finances, but something that wealth, we always think of a wealth of knowledge. And I see God even wanted to give you that, shower you with a wealth of knowledge and an understanding as well. So I see God really moving in your life for you to be humble, humility, walking in humility, because in order to handle a wealth of anything, you have to be humble. Because if God gives you a wealth of intelligence, it's easy to become arrogant, think you're better, smarter, think you know everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, anytime you have a lot of something, it's easy to fall into pride. And so we need humility. We need that humbleness to balance us whenever we have an abundance of anything. And so I see God really working in you in that area of humility, because there needs to be a balance, because you're going to have an abundance of a financial wealth, abundance of wisdom, an abundance of knowledge, and an abundance of understanding. And so that humility is just going to keep you balanced. That's all. So we thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next caller here is, 623-282. Lord, we thank you for 623-282. I thank you for divine healing in every area of their life, Father God. Just touch every area, touch your body, touch your mind, touch even the inner. It's like I see God healing you in every area, including the psychological things. Because sometimes the way we operate, we don't even realize that we operate in things that come from psychological damage that has been done to us in childhood. And we just don't even know it. We just think that that's just who we are, just how we operate. That's just personality type, but it's really not. It's coming from a place of damage. And when things are damaged, they operate different. You know, if you get a hole in your tire and you're driving your car has a bumpy ride. Why? Because your tire is damaged. So even though your car may be able to still roll and get to where it needs to be, it's now it's not performing the way that it should. And now it's a bumpy ride. It's uncomfortable. And now it can cause things to be thrown off, right? Like if you're riding around with a tire that's too low, or it could throw off your balance on all your car. It could cause problems, even though you're still able to operate and get to where you need to go. And so I'm seeing that God is going to heal you mind, body, spirit, and I see him healing you psychologically, because you've been operating in some areas with damage and not even realizing that it's damaged, not realizing that it's not your personality type. It's damage. And he's going to heal that. And it's going to be like when Paul said the scales are removed, where you're like, oh my gosh, it's like I'm different. I'm smoother. You're going to see it, because right now you're accustomed to it. But when it's gone, you're going to say, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize that I was operating like this. I didn't realize that this was an area that I even needed healing in to operate. I thought that this way I operated in this area was just my personality type, but it's not. God's going to heal you. So we just thank you, Father God, for the divine healing, and let that be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And next caller here is 832-231. Lord, we just thank you right now for 832-231. We thank you for the natural remedies and really teaching them how, like, the natural way of doing things, the natural remedies. Like, we live in a world where people come up with solutions for any and everything. And a lot of times they're unnatural. but people don't mind because it gets the job done. But I see God giving you knowledge of the natural way of doing things. Because God has really, he has a way of doing that are natural, right? There's unnatural, there's natural. And even like in the area of health and in having a wealth of health, I see God giving you wisdom on natural ways of maintaining and obtaining divine health. I was talking to my mother-in-law about, we were talking about high blood pressure and how at one point my blood pressure was very high and my doctor wanted to put me on medication. I didn't want to go on medication. And I prayed and asked God, of course, just because I don't want to do it doesn't mean I won't. If God is telling me to do something, I'm going to do it. But God told me to start taking beetroot pills, which I did, and it regulated my blood pressure. That was a natural way of doing things. And I see God really giving you that information on natural ways of doing things. So Lord, we just thank you for that. And it's information for you and information for you to share. So we thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next caller here is 850-966. Lord, we thank you for 850-966 for just financial knowledge, knowing how to navigate in the financial world. There's a lot of ways to obtain finances right now. And because even right now, they're like all over the news, they're calling things the great, what are they calling it? Because a lot of people are like quitting their jobs. And people are like, well, how are they making money? But there's so many ways now to make money compared to yesteryear, right? Like when my generation, to earn income, you had to either work or you had to own a business, still a form of work. So you basically had to work for somebody else or work for yourself. But now there's like all sorts of ways. There's, you know, different like Bitcoins and different investments and all these things that you can do. People can be influencers and monetize social media. There's all these different ways of obtaining finances now, to where things that people tolerated in the workplace are not being tolerated anymore because there's alternative routes of earning income. But I see God really teaching you how to navigate in the financial arena and how to maximize it, how to make finances in these different arenas, in these different ways. So Lord, we thank you for that knowledge and that wealth that they can apply to their own life and also help others to gain financial knowledge. So we just thank you for that, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. What a great, and that's something great, because that's something I definitely would like to learn how to do that. Next caller here is 480-637. Lord, we just thank you for 480-637 for the babying. I can see the Lord babying you. I love babies. And we treat babies different. When you have a baby versus when you have a teenager, they're treated different. You know, you don't go up to your teenager and be like, you know, you don't do that with a teenager. You don't take them and swaddle them and wrap them like a burrito and rock them in a rocking chair and sing lullabies to them. You just don't do that. Babies are treated different than older children because they need to be baby. They're more fragile. And when they're babies, that's that stage that sets them up for the rest of their life, truth be told. You know, there's all sorts of medical studies that talk about babies who, when they're loved on and they're hugged and they're cared for, their parents just dote on them, how they become stronger adults. Where if you have a baby who wasn't loved or hugged, they become different types of adults. So that baby phase is critical that you love on your baby and give them lots of touch, so lots of hugs and kisses and that kind of stuff, because it does shape them as adults. And I see the Lord babying you and giving you that love and those hugs and kisses. And because even though we're, you know, you're already an adult, we still have room to grow even as adults. We don't become an adult like, oh, I've made it. That's it. No, there's we have room to grow until we depart this earth. And I see God babying you and loving on you and giving you that extra attention because it's what you need. It's what you need, and it's going to reinforce you and make you a stronger adult. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. The next caller is 909. 757. Well, we thank you for 909757. We thank you for the warfare and teaching about warfare, what that means. How do we war the spirit? Because a lot of times, you know, we try to fight. We fight battles. We're always fighting battles. When we wake up in the morning, we're fighting a battle. It's just life. That's just part of being on in the earth. But I see God giving you strategies and really teaching you about spiritual warfare and how to fight those battles. And even showing you areas, like showing you like different examples. Like, you see this, when this happened, this is spiritual warfare, and you didn't even realize it. You thought it was a hiccup in your work day, or you thought that this person just was being rude to you, but really it was a spiritual thing. And teaching you how to identify it and knowing how to handle it and how to fight battles, how to fight battles spiritually. So, Lord, we thank you for that, for the strategy and really teaching and giving insight about spiritual warfare for great success, so that when things come up throughout the day, to identify for what it is so that it could be handled the way it needs to be handled, so that time's not wasted or energy or brain cells or anything, that not giving it nothing that it doesn't deserve, but giving it what it needs to take care of it. So we just thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Next caller here is 754-240. Lord, we thank you for 754-240 for the music. I see God giving you music and really ministering to you through songs. I don't know if you write music or if you're just a music lover, but I really see God ministering to you through music. And because music is a ministry. That's why, you know, even nowadays, if you listen to like the secular songs, man, it's just crazy what these kids are allowing and people in general are allowing to minister to their spirits. They don't realize that music is a ministry. It has influence. It shapes things. It shapes the culture. It shapes society. I see God using you in the realm of music and music really ministering to you. Music is so important. When I had an experience where I went to heaven, actually I've had several now, but one of the first things I noticed when I first went, and I was an unbeliever at that time, one of the things that stood out to me was the music. There's music in heaven. And I remember several years later, after I was a believer, and Joyce Myers was having something at the college, one of the local colleges, and God told me to go to it. She was having like a revival or something, I don't know, speaking engagement. God said, get to that revival. And I was running late. There was traffic. It was just terrible. And God said, just go anyway. And I'm like, but I'm late. You know, I don't want to go late and walk into church late and walk into a service late. And the Lord's like, just get there. So I did. And parking was far. It was just a mess. It's like everything that could go wrong was going wrong. But God kept telling me, just get there. So I did. And as soon as I walked through the door, the song they were singing was a song that I recognized that I heard in heaven. And I just fell to my knees. And I don't know if I crawled from my knees to that altar. But I remember I went to that altar and I was just weeping because I remembered the song from heaven. And it was just such a beautiful thing. And I don't remember what the message was that night. I remember it was life transforming, but what stood out to me was that just hearing that song again. There's a lot of songs, you know, that songs come from heaven. Some songs come from the gates of hell. But there's power in music. And I see God really going to minister to you through music. So we thank you for that, Lord, and let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next caller here is 610-969. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for 610-969. We just thank you for giving the ability. Like, I see God giving you the ability, like, to just do what needs to be done. It's just so general. It's kind of like with Moses. Asked the Lord, well, you know, when he sent him to Pharaoh to release the children of Israel, he says, well, who do I say he sent? Who do I tell him sent me? And he says, tell him I am sent you. That's so vague, right? Like, I am. But he is. He's everything. Whatever we need him to be, he says, I am. And I see God giving you the gift of ability, right? And it sounds vague, but listen to what I'm saying, how powerful this is. He's giving you the gift of ability, which means you're going to just be able to do whatever needs to be done. What if God says, I need you to go here and preach to these people, he's going to give you the ability to preach. If he says, I need you to finance this, he's going to give you the ability to finance. And if he says, I need you to cast out demons over here, he's going to give you the ability to cast out demons. If he's going to say, I need you to have the ability to lay hands on people, to heal sick, he's going to give you the ability. Do you hear what I'm saying? He's giving you ability, the gift of ability, where you're just able to do what needs to be done. That's different than having a, you know, we have gifts, right? We have spiritual gifts and we have talents. But he's giving you the gift of ability, where you're just going to be able to do what needs to be done. Things that you were not able to do before. But if he sends you to do it, he's going to make you able to do it. That's powerful. That is so powerful. If he needs you to sing, because you go to church and they missing a choir member, and maybe you can't sing. I can't. I wish I could, but I can't. I have a gift of song, but I don't have a voice. But God's going to, you know, whether he uses my husband or whoever, my children, whoever he uses, he'll let them use their voice. But I have the ability to write songs and, you know, do all what needs to be done with songs, but I don't have the voice to sing it. But with you, with this gift of ability he's going to give you, if you're at a church and they're missing a choir member and you're like, I can't sing, but the Lord told me to go ahead and join and fill in today, you're going to have the ability to sing. This is powerful. The gift of ability. I've never even heard of that. But this is what he's going to gift you. The gift of ability where you're able to do it. So wherever he sends you, you're not going to be like, well, I don't have the, I can't do that. What you sending me to do that for? Because you're going to be able to do it. Maybe you came right now, but you're going to be able to when you need to. So we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for the boldness that comes along with that. That comes along with that to just be able to do it. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. That is powerful. Next caller here is 534. 777. Well, we thank you for 534777. This whole vindication thing, this is for you, 534777. That's for everybody, but hear what the Lord has said. This is for you. You're going to be vindicated. God's going to vindicate you. He's going to vindicate you. Lies and things that have been said, or even things that people have just believed about you that you didn't even know. Maybe people have been kind of moving funny around you and you don't even know why. And maybe you ain't even bothering with it. But God's going to vindicate you. And God's going to restore your name. and honor your name, and people that, you know, people are going to confirm it. People are going to confirm it. I was in a situation one time where I was friends with this lady, and I was friends with two ladies, and they were friends as well. And one of them started saying things about the other one, saying, you know, coming in a form of being concerned about some behavior and things like that. I'm like, what? Not her. Like, she's, and she, but the friend really was kind of like, she was concerned. And I bought into it. And I believed it. And I started believing these things about this lady that I was friends with. I started backing away from her. I was very young at the time. I probably was 23, something like that. Very young. And I started backing away from the lady and not dealing with her anymore because I was believing these things that the person was saying. And then anytime she did anything that was remotely close to it, like, see how she did that? That's because she's blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to associate with that. She just had some pretty nasty things about her, things that I didn't want to be associated with. Well, come to find out, it was all a lie. And this woman was jealous of her and was afraid that she was trying to take her job and take things from her and all this kind of stuff. So she decided to try to tarnish her name. God is the one who, God told me it was a lie. And I'm like, well, why didn't you tell me it was a lie when the lady was saying what was being said? And God said, I was teaching you something. And my ways aren't like your ways, but I learned a very powerful lesson. And God had me to go up to this woman and apologize to her and to tell her what he told me, to say, hey, I was believing these things about you and God told me they were a lie, and I apologize because I didn't even give you the opportunity to defend yourself. And she said that she had found out that things were being said about her, and God said he was going to vindicate her because she was always still pleasant to us. You know, I was always cordial when I saw her. I was never mean or anything. I just stopped hanging with her and stopped kind of dealing with her on a personal level. And she said it was very hurtful because she wanted so bad to say, I know things are being said about me and people are lying on me and I want to defend myself. But had she done it, she would have looked defensive and then I would have probably believed more the lies that were being said. So God has his way, his reasons. But God vindicated her and restored her name. Not just with me, but with other people who had been tricked and deceived and lied to concerning her. And this is what I'm seeing for you. God's going to restore your name. I'm going to vindicate you. So we just thank you for that. And let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next caller here is 251-229. Lord, we just thank you for 251-229. We thank you for the victory lap. The victory lap. It's like, let's look up what victory lap means. Victory lap. A celebratory circuit of a sports field, track, or court by the person or team that has won a contest. I see that. You've already won. You already have the victory. You already possess it. You're just going to see it manifest. It's almost like you already have the seed of victory. All you got to do is put it in the ground and watch it. Watch it grow. So you can take your victory lap. Because you already have the victory. This is, it's yours. You possess it. You own it. Nobody can take it from you because God gave you the victory. That's the thing about people, what does it mean to be victorious, right? Let's look up the word victory. It says an act of defeating an enemy or opponent in a battle game or other competition, right? That's what it means to have victory. And that's what the world looks at victory. Yeah, they're just trying to win. And the world thinks that that they have victory when they win, no matter how they do it. But that's not real victory because the Word of God says, don't be deceived. God won't be mocked, right? If a person is just tossing his precepts to the side, just doing whatever they want, going against his word, lying on your name, God says not to bear false witness, right? There's things that God is in place. And if somebody has a quote victory over you and it was done the wrong way, that's not a real victory. That's a smokescreen. That's a loss. They've already lost. But when God gives us victory, nobody can take it from us. And you, God has given you victory. Nobody can take it from you. So you can take your victory lap. Because when God gives you something, can't nobody take it. Now, if somebody steals a victory, somebody deceives their way into a victory, it will be undone. Because the word of God is clear, God won't be mocked. And they're going to reap what they sow. But your victory that God has given you cannot be taken. So rejoice in advance because it's yours. So we thank you for that. Let that all be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. That, I believe, is everybody. If you want prayer and I didn't get to you, just hit 1 on your phone. And that lets me know. It shows me like a little hand that your hand is up. So I'm just going to go over the numbers again and make sure that I got everybody that has their hand up. So just give me 1 minute here. I'm just going to browse through here and make sure I got everybody. Okay. Okay, here we go. Here's one person. 903-720. Okay. Got everybody else. Lord, we thank you right now for 903-720. I thank you, Father God, for the entering into. It's like Moses. Moses wasn't able to enter into the promised land, right? He died on the mountain. And sometimes that's what we feel like. We feel like we're seeing it. We're just going to just die on the mountain. But to see God taking you, you're going to have the, you're going to enter into. You're entering into the promises of God. And so don't feel defeated. Don't feel discouraged. Don't think, oh, I'm just going to die on this mountain. I'm not going to see. You're going to see all the promises, everything that God has told you. You're going to see it. This is not the hill. This is not the mountain that you're going to die on. You're entering into the promises. And sometimes it really feels like you're not going to get there because it feels like you've been waiting on that mountain forever. I have been there where I'm like, you know what? I'm just never going to. And we start to have that self-doubt. We start to have that negative talk, that negative self-speech. It's never going to. It's just not for me. It's just not God's will. We start to really lie to ourselves. And we start to believe the lies. That's a lie. You're entering into your promises, your promised land. We all have different. We have mutual promises, right? Because there's promises of the word of God, but then God gives individual promises too. You're entering into your promises. Hold on to that. Trust that. Thank God in advance for it. You're entering into. That mountain is not your last stop. You're not going to just see it and not be able to experience it. You're going to experience it, and God's going to really blow your mind. And so we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for the encouragement, and we thank you, Lord, for the push to enter into so that they can have everything that you would have for them. And we just thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And that is everybody. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight. I love you all. And I'm believing for your healings. I'm believing for your victories. I'm believing for your vindication. I'm believing for your increased love. And I'm believing for your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and that you will take part in everything that God would have for you. You are joint heirs, and you deserve it as a child of God. And so let's love on each other. Let's sharpen one another. Let's pray for one another that we have everything that God would have for us. I don't want us to have to miss out on anything that God has for us. I want us to partake in everything that we inherit as children of God, all of us. So let's do a collective prayer, and I'm going to end the show. And then make sure you call back on Wednesdays. Randy pretty much does like what I did, but he unmutes you and gets your name and prays for you. Been having some really fantastic shows this week, so make sure you're tuning in. But yeah, usually just call back at 8:45 and hit 1 so your hand's up. That way he knows you're in the queue, and let him pray for you. But let's do a collective prayer before we end the show tonight. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for showing up as you always do, Lord, and for loving us. And Father God, let us receive the words that you have for us tonight, Father God, and let us believe them and have faith for them. And Lord, just give us a miracle this week. Give us a God wink. I remember there's a book out called God Winks where it's like people know, like, okay, God, I see you. Give us a God wink. Give your people that this week. And just pour your love on your people, Father God. And if there be any error in us, Father God, show us our erred ways so that we can to turn it around and be pleasing in your sight, Lord. And just help us, Lord, to overcome. Teach us how to overcome. We just love and we honor you, Father God, and we pray and seal all these things in the blood of Jesus. And in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Love you all. Until next time, have a blessed one.